الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, man employed a menial labor with the promise that you will get approximately 100 kilos of grains at the end of the work. Both sides are in agreement. He made the offer, he agreed, the work is accomplished. As he accomplished the work, so he offers him the grain that was promised as a remuneration for his work. So he says, no, you're supposed to give me some more than this. This which we agreed. So he refused blankly, he left it, he went away. In the meanwhile, this person took these grains and he invested it. Invested it for the employee, for his worker. Made a lot of wealth for that. Cattle, slaves, herds, whatever else. Some years later, this person comes around and he says, Fi Allah Ta'ala, and give me my due. So he says, you see all that cattle there and the slave that is the herdsman, everything belongs to you. So don't play around. So, no, I'm serious about it. Now this person here is locked up in a cave. The entrance, the mouth of the cave has been blocked off. So someone suggested, why don't you do this? Make dua through the wasila of your good deed. People say now that wasila is kufr, shirk, etc. But many a times something comes on the tongue. One person says it, the next person transmits it, the third person reports it. Very seldom do we know what we are talking about. See, shirk, why that person said it's shirk, therefore it's shirk. So what is shirk? I don't know what is shirk. But he said it's shirk, therefore it's shirk. So, these words coming, Bukhari Sharif. So anyway, now they locked up in the cave, and he made the dua. As he made the dua, the mouth of the cave opened, and they came out. It's a lengthy hadith, but just this part of the hadith I wanted to share with you. Allah Ta'ala's focus, يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. He looks at your deeds and your heart, good or bad. Then what's the level? There's two things Allah Ta'ala will check mainly. From among other things, two things he'll look at very carefully. Is what is the level of your sincerity, in other words, purity. مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ دِينَهُ نَفَى. When is going to be pure? حُنَفَى, حَنِيف, means you're going going to be on a side. In other words, you're totally on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Then you didn't contaminate your intention. If you said, I am for Allah Ta'ala, then you made sure that you remained in that state. Then you didn't find the need to change your intention. Remain like that. Now, you get this type of hadiths repeated in Bukhari Sharif, in other Sihah Sitta. Same, the aspect of truth, honesty, and then how Allah Ta'ala returns. You have been honest, and you have been truthful, and then how Allah Ta'ala returns the good that you have done. He's in a foreign land, and he needs some cash to do his business. So he says, lend me 100 gold coins, with the guarantor, Allah Ta'ala is the guarantor. Who's the witness? Allah Ta'ala is the witness. Man forwards the loan, 100 gold coins. How much? Just calculate. 100. Doesn't know him for a bow of soap. But now his niyat is right. Intention is good. Intention is good. He forwarded the cash. Now the due date. As the due date approaches, he can't find a boat to go across. He needs to go across, pay this person here. So he's waiting for the date. He can't find him coming. And nor does he find a boat to go across. So if that person came over, he could have paid him. Or if there was a boat, he could have gone across and paid the man. But nothing happening. So he took a whole big wood, piece of wood, and he made a hole inside that. Put the money inside, sealed it up, and told him, Ladala, this man here, he gave me this cash here. And I promised him that I will pay him on this date. And Allah Ta'ala, you know, I don't have the means to pass on the cash to him, but trusting in you, in your name, I'm sending this across. That man on that side is waiting for his money to come. End of the day, no money coming, he found that whole log of wood. He took that home as firewood. Opened that, found his 100 gold coins with the note that this is that money that I had taken from you, this is being returned now. You see the truths. Intention is clear. So the one point that Allah Ta'ala looks at is how truthful, how honest, how pure, purity. We also want purity. We don't want contamination. Give me one whole glass of water and put one drop of pisab, acceptable. So if you can't accept it, then how you want Allah to accept it? Then let it be pure. Then what you have given for him, then don't spoil it. Don't let it be contaminated. Let it be pure. So one is the purity of the substance, and the second is the firmness. You see, after you have offered yourself, after you have promised, now the second thing Allah Pak will look at is, then do you stand firm, or then do you waver, circumstance, situation, what happens? The child became very sick, so father took a vow. Allah, this child of mine, I can see his bedridden, he can't move. Not a finger he can't move. Hardly blink his eyes, almost dead. So the father vowed, you know, if this child recovers, then you know that my best cow, producing the best amount of milk, that is in your name, I'm giving it away, Allah. Now, those that have seen India, in the villages of India, then that milk-giving cow, if it's giving good milk, is treated, I would say, almost like your child. It's treated with so much of respect and so much of care. So they bring it right to the house, they will hand feed the thing. They know what they're getting out of it. Now for us, we talk of a cow, well, one thing is on the side. That's the living. Now, he's got that cow, and his child is taken very seriously. No movement. Absolutely no movement. Allah Pak, this child recovers, this thing is yawning. Allah. Anyway, he went for Fajr namaz, and he came back, and now he sees that there is some movement in the child. Karwat badal raha hai, one side to the other side, and he's talking now. So then he says to Allah, you know what? What I meant was that sick cow, that thing is dying, you know, that one there, I'll give it yawning. See that there's truth and sincerity. This is what Allah wants. how firm you are and how true you are. He doesn't want contamination. He doesn't want you to be wavering around, playing around, speculating with other people, not with Allah. What you are given for Allah, let it be pure and be firm on it. Now he sees the child moving around, going for Zuhr namaz. As he's coming from, he's returning from Zuhr namaz, now he sees, hey, that boy got up now, man. He's taking a few steps to the toilet himself. Allah, what I meant was, you know that cow that I lost 5 years ago, that one there, I'm giving in your part. So his son was even more intelligent than him. Allah, he says to his father, Abba, what if that cow has to return then? What are you going to do? You know that was a good cow, it's missing now, gone missing. If it has to return, so the father asked the son, what must I do? What you must do? You know that 10 years ago you lost one cow, the thing died. That is in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Khalas. See how we waver. So what Allah wants is this firmness. This firmness. He is the giver, He is the provider. He says, Lillahi ma fi samawati, I belong. Belongs to me everything. From an ant to an elephant to the world, to the universe, to the sun, everything belongs to me. And just listen to me and don't you become dishonest. Don't cheat. Truthful, honest, and firmness. This is what Allah wants. Our Hadi Sahab, Rahmatali, our silsila runs up to him, right? And his peer is Haji Mian Noor Muhammad Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. So, Hadi Sahab, Rahmatali was stationed in Thanabhuvan, right? And now he's getting people coming in, and he has to do work. And now, we are feeling hot today, right? In India, the temperature goes to 45, 50 degrees. Sun is hitting the masjid, most of the masjids in India. The open area is huger, is greater than the closed, the covered area. So now, in a hot day, you need some type of a cover. You need. So now there's a wealthy person that comes around and he complains to Miaji Noor Muhammad Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, but you know what? My property, that's 1,000 hectares, right? So the government wants to confiscate that. I already got the papers, they're confiscating it. This give me 4 months, round up and move out. So Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a different type of a buzurg. So he says, Mere Hadi Sahib ko takleef ho rahi hai, ko chabutra ki zarurat hai. My Hadi Sahib, he's in problems. His masjid doesn't have a cover. So this man promised, alright, I will do it up. I'll fix it up. Now, in the meanwhile, papers came from the government that now this property, we're no longer going to confiscate it. This is yours now. So when everything is confirmed, now he comes back and says, you know, pura chhat ko chapotri ko karna to mushkil hai, aadha kar denge. You know, that we can't cover the entire roof. But what we'll do is half, we'll settle for half. So this buzurg, they got a different style. They don't get into a discussion, no argument, nothing. I don't hear them getting. Unless it's a debate against truth and falsehood, it's going to be a different thing. Otherwise, they don't get into a debate. That I must have a point against you, see. They say something called bhodacha. Adha, you say, you can't manage one, then a half, it's alright. Not a problem. Anyway, they got some more summons from the government that this promise that we made for you, that we revoke this thing here, is revoked only till your lifetime, only till 10 years, after that we're going to take it back. Now he comes back to Miyaz Noor Muhammad Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. I said, you know what, this is what the government says. Well, you turned around your promise, and now this thing has turned around against you. So now that we'll give the whole thing now. So now you come. Now you're playing games with Allah Ta'ala. Say, Allah, you do this for me and I will do this. You're playing games. Your dishonesty, your treachery has manifested. So just the intention and how it impacts. And right through the Hadith and the Quran, you will find the same thing. Intention and how it impacts. In Surah Noon, Allah speaks about Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al jannah idha qasamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin. Now it's a man with a big estate, huge, extreme. 3-4,000 hectares of land is about. Rivers, cattle, livestock, and farms, and what? It's got all. And old man's style was that I will give a good amount in charity. Not so much. Millions I'm turning all the time. So at least 1/3 I'll give away in charity. Right? It was carrying on. So the poor also knew more or less, okay, this man's harvesting season. This is the season, more or less it's ripening now. So within this week, within this 3-4 days, he will do all the harvesting. So we must come and take our share. Now in the meanwhile, the old man died. When the reins came into the hands of the children, they said, hey, that is an outdated practice. So Islam isn't dated to be outdated. It is perpetual. Your clothes can be outdated, your car can be outdated. Islam is not outdated. It's perpetual. So, what they are deliberating, you know, our father, he was old-fashioned style, what he knew about how the world runs, you know, and you know our takazas now. Each one has got so many children, putra, and what. Now, he wants us to continue the old practice. Now he's gone now, so there's no, don't carry any tales, finished. We'll just close this chapter. But now they're deliberating how to close the chapter, because these people know in this 3-4 days it's going to be the harvesting, they'll come take the store, their share. Well, they'll come at around 7-8 o'clock. So what we will do, we'll go and clean the whole thing up from 2 o'clock in the morning. By 6 o'clock it's absolutely clean, we no more on site. They will come, there's nothing around, they'll go away. So they won't make any demands against us, and we don't have to see them. So they just made the intention, إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَسْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْمِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَسْمُونَ. The only thing they did is they made intention. And when they made that intention and they resolved on qasam that we're going to do this, لَيَسْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْمِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَسْمُونَ فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالسَّرِيمِ. Before they can come up to the farm, and that thing is burnt out. It's like a desolate spot. Kalas, end of the story. But you see the intention and how it impacts. Intention and how it impacts. And more especially when that work relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't play around. Even to people, if you made a promise, then that promise, you need to see that you honor the promise. That is why Allah is saying, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Conceal or you disclose what's in your mind, Allah knows about. Nothing is concealed, nothing is hidden from Him. You're not going to hide anything. وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ. Before this Allah says, if anybody conceals, Allah knows. So his heart is sinful. I have taken something from you, right? When I needed it, and I made promises, you know, I'll pay you like this, and I'll pay you like this, and I need this amount, right? So I made the promise. But now I've got that amount from you, now I'll let you hang. Now how common this is? How common this is? There are many people that want to be kind to friends, etc. But when they see this is the system, this is it, you know, hey, until you don't show us something guaranteed, we're not prepared to give you anything. So they're seeing how our people are being treacherous, not honest, not keeping to the word, failing. So then the trust that they had, the respect that they had, that collapses. Now instead of giving, and you giving them, not giving them a chance to do kind work, to do works of generosity, so we, many a times, we are to be blamed. They want to do it. But then see how it's our response. Are we responding correctly? But if it was that you paid on time, gave it, you honored your word, this would continue. He would have had an opportunity of doing so much of good work, and life would have been so much more easier. But now there was this dishonesty, cheating, treachery, double standards. Now man lost the respect, lost the confidence, and this is the whole drama that you see turning out. See this intention and firmness, that sound intention, and then be sound, be firm. Don't mix up things. Allah will make everything happen in time. But on your side, are you firm? Are you strong? Are you sound? Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he had one murid. He was Haji Tajammul Hussein. So these people in the past, they held on to something very firm. Their mashayikh, their elders, showed them, guided them, whatever. Then they held on. Now what's happening today is, hold on to something else, speculate here, use your mind a little bit, and then you hold on, talk, and your mind is capsized again. So there's a lot of speculation. There is no direction in our thinking, no direction. And because there is no direction, then we think we are progressing, but we're just going in circles. There's movement, but the movement just in circles. No progress whatsoever. You know, one student went to one Teli. Teli is India, they have that homemade mills where they extract oil. See? So they got that mill fastened to a donkey. The donkey must go around the mill. Right? So that as it's going around, the oil is getting squeezed, it's coming out. So one student that was doing logic before, now to a lot of Arabic madrasas, they teach logic and reasoning, right? So this student went to purchase some oil. So he asked this man, the boss, I see you got a donkey and that thing is going round and round. And with that I see you got a bell round its neck. So what was the need for you to have the bell round its neck? So he says, you know, as long as it's going around, that bell will be ringing. So that's an indication that it's on its work. But the moment the ringing stops, I know that thing stopped its work, I must give it one shot, it'll go around again. So that's why I've got the bell around its neck. So if it's working, then the thing will ring. And if it'll ring, I know it's working. So that's why I got it. So the student is studying logic, so he turns around and he tells the boss, you know what? But what if the donkey sits in one spot, stands in one spot, and Rudra does this? Then you shrink again. Then, so this boss tells him, you better move away from here, because my donkey will listen to your story, and that thing will start becoming here. You'll get spoiled just now. So you see, these people in the old, they held to something, and they held very firm. Then they didn't look right, or didn't waver. You got a direction, and you're moving, there's progress. Now you're coming, don't come, wavering, speculating, looking at this. You think you're doing a lot of progress, but it's that donkey that's going around that mill, and absolutely no progress. But then where the problem is coming from this point here, where there's so much of speculation. There's no commitment. So that's what Allah looks at, Qulubik, how good is your heart, that goodness of the heart, that's what He wants. So this Hari Tajammul Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Now the speculation will come in all zamanas, not only today. You took the initiative, you took a step, and there'll be some challenges coming on your way. Now his brother is a Naqshbandi Sheikh, is Tajammul Hussain Sahib. So his brother tells him, you know what, you better take something from me as well, otherwise one day you'll regret. You will learn something from me also, you know, you'll learn how to progress. But the people in the old, they were very strong. They held on to something, they will be firm. And when we had to go to Mia's farm, right? So we couldn't make ua. The father just opened the eyes, pack your bags and move. Now if you give so much of the tarabib and, you know, you're a good boy, I'll buy your chocolate, take you for umrah, and do this. So much of pampering is required to motivate the child. In that zaman, it was just once. You're going, that's it. Then you're not wavering. But I like this child because your mind was straight at that time. You are doing one thing and you are firm in that. But now, you need to have so much of encouragement, so much of motivation to do the same thing. Spend so much, then to the child not strong. Then to the child knows, no, I know how to play with my father. I can manipulate him. He's going to be a little bit tough with me. I'll show him, I won't go. And truly he doesn't buy me that car of my choice. Father doesn't want to buy it because he knows the child is studying now. You know, get these type of things, he's going to mess around, his study is going to get affected. Oh, he pulled up his face, no talking to his father. Oh, he buy, better, no. Never mind, buy your car. But then the child's whole progress is impeded. There's no strength, there's no stability, no firmness. So that his brother is coming and encouraging him, but you know what, you better learn something from me as well. Varna ek din tumhe pashtana hoga. One day you will be ever so remorseful. Why didn't you take something from me as well? So all his answers, Hamare miyaji, hamare liye kafi hai. My miyaji sahab, I took bath at his hand, but enough, I don't need anything else. He kept on harassing him, but you know, you're supposed to be progressing. What are you doing? I don't see anything, no action. You're here, you can see things, you're going to make muraqabah and meditate, how many things you will see. And here, what you say, what are you getting? Nothing you're getting. Nothing is affecting the man. See, he held on to one thing and he holds very firm. That's what they say. Yagdar gir, muhkam gir. Hold on to one and hold firm thereafter. Then after, don't waver. Don't look at anything else. Because Allah Pak is looking, what is the level of your commitment and your appreciation? I'm the giver, but he is my servant. And I want you to appreciate him. Come that way, don't come straight. He wants you to come through. He doesn't want you to come straight. Now that is his world. He will have sent children direct from the sama, right? From the heavens, straight. But he sent you via, eventually you came in. But wasn't it possible for Allah Ta'ala to send you straight? It's possible. But he chose to send you into this world in this manner. Everything goes in the same way. Allah wanted, he could have given you knowledge straight, direct. So now you go through this means here, that means you must go here, go there, and eventually you will learn, you will find knowledge, right? He's got the ability to educate you straight, directly, without the medium of a teacher, ustad or mulana. He can teach you, but no, he wants you to do it through this way, that you must ever be appreciative afterwards. So it's the style of Allah. If he wants rosy, he can just give straight away, but you must make 101 different type of magajmari, you know. Earn that. He could have given you straight. But why does he choose to give it to you in this way? You appreciate, you learn, you understand, see things in perspective. So by the same token, he wants to see your commitment. What's your level of commitment? When you didn't have it, then you were so committed. And now when you've got it, then you've forgotten all the promises that you made in the past. So the brother is saying, but mere liye mere peer kafi hai, my peer is enough, I don't need anything. In the meanwhile, the Jammu Hussein is in the throes of death, last moments. So now his brother comes and others come and prompt him to read the kalima. And he's in a deep, in a different realm, see, not responding. So his brother is now nagging at him. In that state, you know, I told you, I warned you, you must take something from me, otherwise one day you'll regret. Now you see, you can't even recite the kalima at this moment. Anyway, when he began nagging at him, so then he opened his eyes, broad smile on the face, and he said, he recited the verse, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamoon bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani minal mukarameen. He read the kalima and he's gone. Said, if my people only knew that Allah has forgiven me and entered me into Jannat. Allah has forgiven me and entered me into Jannat. Read the kalima and he's gone. What he was thinking of and what it turned out to be. What he thought and what it turned out to be. And Allah Ta'ala, hadith ki larger appeal. This person has connected himself to this sheikh, to this buzurg. So Allah Ta'ala made a consideration for that as well. That this person, what he was thinking of, and he doesn't even know what is the maqam of this person, where this person has reached, how he's escalated. See, at the time that he was not in his senses, not in his conscience, and Allah Ta'ala allowed that verse to flow, everybody is listening to it, read the kalima, smile on the face, He read this verse of the Quran and he's gone. Khuda ke pyare ho gaye. So this commitment, this honesty, this truth, this is what Allah wants. So this verse that I read, Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Whether you conceal or you reveal, Allah Ta'ala knows it. Yuhasibkum billah, then He will call you to account. I mean, He calls you to account, there's two types, actions, things that are related to the heart. I've got two dimensions. One is related to your intention. Obviously, intention is within your choice. It's in your control. Your intention can be good. And you can spoil your intention as well. You can maintain the purity of your intention. And you can spoil your intention as well. Both you can do. So for that, Allah Ta'ala will call you to account that in the beginning your intention was right. But now as you're progressing, now your intention is spoiled. Your intention is not like what it was initially. The beginning, intention was very good. Then going down the line, now you spoiled your intention. Now you don't expect me to bless you like I blessed you in the past. Because your intention is gone off. You come right, then I will bless you again. But your intention went off, you see. So He wants you to remain straight. Don't waver. So one is with regards to your intention. And intention is within your volition, within your choice. Anything coming on the line, don't you spoil your intention. Maintain it. That I have done something for Allah Ta'ala. I don't want to spoil this thing here. I don't want to corrupt this thing. It is for Allah Ta'ala. Let it be for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi. Night now. His mind is telling him, you know, tum to bakhil ho. You're a miser. So now there's a discussion getting on in the mind. So mind is telling you are a bakhil. So he's answering, no, no, I'm not a bakhil, I'm not a miser. No, you are a bakhil, you are a real miser. So he said, I'm not a miser. Now you see this awliya ikram, how they take stock of themselves. So they arranged, they made an arrangement. You see this gold coins, you've got 40 gold coins you've got. The first poor person that you will see by the morning, you will give it to him. Right, it's confirmed. First worthy person that you find in the morning, you will give it to him. So it's done. Right? And then his Fajr namaz came out of the masjid, and he saw a small barber shop salon there, and he saw now a blind man is having his hair cut. Say, so this is the right candidate. It's blind, poor, I can see the clothing. You will be the right person for me to give away these 40 gold coins. So, he went up. He went up to this poor man. This man's blind. He said, I want to make an offering to you. So he said, alright, no, you came at a good time, you know. Nice time you have come in. And I didn't have the full fee to give to the barber. I'd rather give it to pass it on to him. So he says, but you know what? This is not 1-2 pesas. This is 40 gold coins. So this blind Hafiji, he looked down and then he says, humne kaha nahi tha ke tum bakhil ho. Didn't we say that you are a miser? He says, hey, the chore that was within me, this man in one moment, he caught the thief within me. Now, he wants to offer the thing to the barber. So the barber says, see, when this man came in for the haircut, when he sat on my seat, on my chair, I made a niyat that this is going to be only for Allah Ta'ala. This haircut is going to be for Allah Ta'ala. Now, for this cut, I am not going to spoil my niyat. That 40 gold coins for him was what? Scrap. For this crap, I am not going to spoil my niyat. I made the niyat. It's going to be pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you think I'm going to spoil my niyat for this crap here? You can carry on. I don't need this. So Shibli Ramza says, you know, the disgrace and the embarrassment as I went on that day. As it khuda naas kare, jo isko dil lagaye, man who attaches this to his heart, may Allah ta'ala destroy him. This Baba doesn't want it. That Hafiji, he doesn't want it. He went and threw it. This is a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. Such an embarrassment is brought to me. So anything involuntary. It's not of your doing, but thoughts that pass the mind. Now you just before entering his namaz, he was alright. Now, as soon as he got into namaz, I say, and some pisab came out. He went to ruku, some air came out. Sometimes you're getting not from the front, some from the back, moving this way, that way. Now, you know what to do. Hey, my namaz not right. What must I do? So, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِاللَّهِ. So, there's 101 different type of thoughts that can crowd into your mind. Sometimes you think, hey, but am I a Muslim? You know what type of thoughts are running in my mind? You get so stupid thoughts. It's frustrating. And you begin to doubt your iman. So, the Sahaba-i-Kiram were obviously very much concerned that these are the type of thoughts that are ganging up in our minds, right? Will we be answerable? Because this verse says, "In tubdu ma fi anfusikum, aw tufu yuhasibkum bihi Allah." Whether you conceal or whether you reveal, whether you show it, Allah Ta'ala is going to call you to account. Very concerned. The Sahaba-i-Kiram style was that if something concerned them, related to them, instead of them trying to find out the solution themselves, they would refer it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in our presence, we will refer it to it. See, I think maybe the Sahaba-i-Kiram were not intelligent like we are today, you know. We split an atom, we can do it. So we're so advanced. This is how we think. The schools, the universities made us think like that. But they felt, no. We got our Nabi some in our presence, let's go and refer to him. Small thing or big thing, we need to ask, we need to find out, we don't need to speculate. Let's go and refer, our minds will be clear for once and for all. Before Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says, when you don't know a thing, right, then don't speculate. Don't speculate. Because if you're going to ask, it may seem for that moment you are in embarrassment. Well, I'm such a big person, such a big mota, and to go to such a chota, find a relief. For that moment you feel some type of embarrassment. But Imam Shafi Rahman says that for the rest of your life you will not suffer any type of embarrassment. But if that moment you didn't want to go through that embarrassment, for the rest of your life you will remain embarrassed. I don't know this thing. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, not right. Right, not right. So you're balancing like this. One side to the other, one side to the other. You don't know whether you are going or you're coming. You don't know whether you're coming or you're going. But that was because you didn't want to go through that one moment of embarrassment. What will people say now? Hey, such a big person. I'm referring to small ulama, this maslaya. What will people say about, what will they think about me? So if you don't put yourself to a little bit of embarrassment, this is going to happen. And the whole Islam is about how much you surrender yourself. It's called lahu rabbuhu aslim. All of us, why you surrender yourself? Give yourself. And today we think about it differently. And if someone says aslamtu, we say slima. Gandosh, Zulu says slima. Don't they say slima? He's mad. Why is surrendering? Why is asking? Why is he referring? So we say slima. And what Allah wants is aslim, why you give yourself. And you see then how I will open the way for you. It'll become so much easier for you, you'll understand, you'll progress. Which is normal. What will people think? And me, I'm such a great person, I know so much. And I must listen to this person here. I don't see any difference. Mali hadar rasul yaqulu ta'am wa yamshi. He's like us. He eats like we eat, drinks like we drink. He's got needs like we have got needs. So he's more or less the same, we're on the same page. So why do we go and refer to him? So they said the same thing about the Anbiya in the past, what they're saying about the Mashaykh in this day. It's called lahu rabbuhu aslim. See that? That's what Allah wants. Just give yourself. Humble yourself. Give yourself. And to the extent that you give yourself, Allah will open the way. Sahaba Kiram brothers don't know anything. Ya Rasulullah, what do we do here? What do we do here? Small thing or a big thing, but they are referring to the Nabi. They are not keeping quiet. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala then gave them that endorsement. As-sahabatu kulluhum adul. All of them, kan-nujum, they're all like stars. They all give you direction. whoever you follow, you're going to be directed correctly. Because they gave themselves to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as they gave them to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they are stars of guidance for the entire universe. Now when this ayat came to them, they are concerned now, what are we going to do with this thought that comes involuntarily, not in our volition, and gangs upon our mind? What are we going to do about this? So they referred the whole case to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what do we do about this? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them adab at that time, say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَسِيمِ. We hear, we obey, and we ask for forgiveness, and Allah, to you is our return. So we hear and we obey, and we ask for forgiveness. In other words, what we are saying, that some things we cannot perceive entirely, but that doesn't mean we don't accept it, we accept it. Because we are like the child that is in the pre-primary, right? And the teacher said something, right? The teacher said, this is how, for example, A is written, and this is how B is written. So the child turns around and he says, why is A written like this? Why is not A written like B? Right. So now the teacher knows that this child is just 4 years of age. He is not going to be easy for him to comprehend. So you just listen, just follow it. At the end you'll get to know. One day you'll turn around to be a doctor, make millions. Say, this teacher of mine, he's a scrap man. Asking me to do scraps like this, make marks like this. And I must see millions of rands afterwards. What is he talking about? Now his mind is too small to comprehend the naivety. So the teacher said, just go, just follow my education and instruction. At the end, after some 20 years, you will understand the beauty of what you were doing. So if the child listens, inshallah, in years to come, the child will be a progressive child, because he just gave in. So this deen also requires the same. So now we can have understood it. When they understood it, they straight away they refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ. So we understand سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. But what about غُفْرَانَكَ? Allah Ta'ala, we ask your forgiveness. So the reason for that is that our minds are limited. You are our Rabb. You are our Rabb. You got all the right to decide as you please. We haven't got the right to object. Our duty is to listen. It's your work to instruct us. Some things is beyond our comprehension, but that doesn't mean we will subject it to our comprehension, to understanding, to accept and obey you. Whether it's within our minds or not, it's your command. All we need to confirm is this the command of Allah Ta'ala or not. Once we've confirmed that, we're moving. So that's the only thing we need to ask, is this the command of Allah Ta'ala? Once we have confirmed that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, then I don't need any further explanation. Salah. Allah Ta'ala being the Rabb, and He has made this command that He will call you to account whether you reveal or conceal. Now it's a tough one. Now a lot of thoughts crowd your mind. Are you going to be accountable for this as well? So Nabi Sallam taught them adab. Just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ. Our limitations, some things we can't understand, but we will leave it to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will decide. So as they recited this, then the relaxation came. See, Allah wants you to take the step first, then he will crown you with the relaxation. So he says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. That every soul will have an obligation according to its capacity, what you can manage, not beyond your capacity. See, the relaxation came on. Now before this, how difficult it was. And the Sahabi Kiram, they took the initiative to refer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the relaxation came, and how much of ease, see. So Allah by saying, what He says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. The obligation is proportionate to your capacity, what you can manage. So this is not within your capacity, so therefore you are not answerable. What is within your capacity, you answerable. Beyond your capacity, you are not answerable. See that? Now, that humility of theirs, they're referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of it not appealing to their minds, they went and presented the whole case to Nabi sallam, and what a relaxation they brought for the rest of time, for the rest of the ummah, For all the ummah, what a relaxation, what a concession. Those things that are not within your volition, not within your control, those thoughts that came, wrong thoughts, evil thoughts, don't you pay attention to it. You're not going to be answerable for it. What an ease, what a relaxation. Allama Razi Rahmatullahi, so he is the founder of philosophy, right? One of the leaders of philosophy. So he wants to make his Islah. He comes to Shamsuddin Kubra Rahmatullahi. English they call him Raises, right? So in one zaman it was like, no matter what you have acquired, but you want to get your amal right. You got the knowledge right, but what about the amal? In the past, I was looking at some history of the past, people in the past, right? Like you get Dao Tai, one of the leading students of Imam Hanifa Rahmatullahi. So if you spend about 10-15 years in acquiring ilm, then the next 20 years is dedicated in perfecting the amal, what we say khanqa. The next 20 years I must give it. I got that knowledge now, but that for that knowledge to prove its worth, to give its value, then I must know how to put the pieces together. I got the pieces, but I don't know how to put it together. Will it fetch the value? You got the atta, you got the ingredients of the cake, right? But you know how to put it together. Can you fetch a value for it? Now, if you know how to put the thing together, then the ingredients may be 20 rands, but that can turn around. You know, one boy, the madrasa, so they do at home, they do cakes and all that. So I asked him, just tell me how much they sell it for. He said, what cake? What are you preparing this week? So one cake goes for 2,000 rands. So what do you put diamond? He said, it's a cake, but you put, how you put the pieces together and how much you get out of it. How you put it, and it's metal, right? Piece of metal, but you put that thing together and now the piece of metal is 2 million rand. Don't you see it? A motor car. Put bigger pieces, becomes an aeroplane, $1 billion. Doesn't it happen? So how you put it together, you bring about that value. So, if they gave 10-15 years just to perfect that knowledge, then to make it work, amal is to work, or to learn how to make it work, they dedicated themselves. And in the 20 years that he dedicated himself, no additional talk with anybody. My whole idea now is what I've learned, I must get it established, rooted within me. No additional talk with anybody. Just his basic needs, his wife, children, parents, but that's it. Otherwise, I've dedicated myself to get the amal right. And the amal will only come right if there's total attention. My mind is here, there, partying and eating and crying and all that. So all my mind is all divided. When it's divided, then my amal is not going to come right. So what I've learned, it won't fetch the value. So what I've learned now, it must fetch the value. See how they thought. I've acquired this, now it must fetch a proper value, right value. Now how will it get its right value if there is focus? If the focus comes right, then the value comes right. But the focus is not right, how do you expect the value to come in? That is why the Quran says, repeatedly says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Muhsin, one is the literal meaning, do it well. And one is to imagine that Allah Ta'ala is before you. You are talking to Allah Ta'ala. One is to do it well. Now, how to do it well? How to do it the best? Do it the best like Allah Ta'ala is watching you. So there can't be a flaw if you have got this in your mind that Allah Ta'ala is watching. There can't be a flaw. It will be of a different level. That whole ibadah, of course, is at a different level. Otherwise, you're just going through the motions, a routine. Maybe some rakats gone. So there's no life in the namaz. That ibadah, that the Quran Sharif tilawat, Dawud Tai, they would talk about him. That if he's reciting the Quran Sharif, you would feel as though he's getting a response from Allah Ta'ala. As he's reading one verse, and he's getting a response. A verse, and he's getting a response. So what life there must have been in his action, in his deed. And to what he must have given in order to bring about the value of his action. See? So you give something to get a return. You're studying to get a return, right? So you made the effort to learn the theory, Now what about the effort to get the real value of this? You learned about tahajjud, you learned about ikhlas. But now to get the real value, did you give that amount of time, dedication, focus, etc. to bring that to that level? So this relaxation came, you know. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. So this concession, Allah gives it, and He'll give it in all times. My Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So he was nearing his end, right at the end. Now, the advice that comes at the end, then that's a real diamond, right? It's pearls coming out. So one senior Mufti of Johannesburg, he went to meet him right at that time, right at the end of his life. 90 years, say at least over 50 years, was 50 years of his life, or 60 years, was just in Hibs. And he passed here also whilst he was teaching. And Sakaradhan all started at that time. So the beauty of his going out of the world, and how Allah Pak accepted him. So now this Mufsab is coming right at that time, and he probably would want some advice. So Mufsab advised him, see, so he told him in this words, قبر کا عذاب قبر کا سوال جواب آسان ہو گیا. Allah Ta'ala made the interrogation of the grave, He made it very easy. I suppose because, see, الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا. Allah Ta'ala sees people have gone weak now, so He also relaxes, makes a concession. Like you hear the hadith, in the time of the Sahaba Kiram, if you left out 1/10 of what you've been commanded, you in for trouble. And today, if you do 1/10, then that's also enough for your salvation. That doesn't mean in quantity, it means the quality, right? Your intention, etc. So even if you got 1/10, if you say quantity, that means you must read one namaz in 2 days. 3 rozas for Ramzan, 1/10. Right? What does that mean? So the quantity, we are not referring to the quantity, the quality. There is so much. It's trying from Isha right till Fajr. Imam Abu Hanifa was so long. They could manage all that. So even if the quality has gone down, when he says, Allah Pak has relaxed this, in deen mein mudahanat nahi karna. Don't compromise in deen. Don't. Made a mistake, come out, be truthful to Allah Ta'ala. Be honest. I made a mistake. Allah Ta'ala, I don't want to play games. Meri bhool chook ho chuki hai. I made a mistake. I asked for forgiveness. And I got no covering story. I don't want to make a story to justify and make myself look good in the presence of people or appease my mind. So when you're giving up a covering up story for one of two things. One is to look good in the face of people, in the eyes of people, or to appease your own mind. You know, I did this, but this was a circumstance. What can I do? So Allah Pak doesn't want that. Come out in the open and say, Allah Pak, I messed it up. No, I don't want to do this wrong here. And I want to get away out of this. You know? And Alhamdulillah, you get these people. You get these type of people. One person came last week or sometimes. 1 week or 2 weeks ago. I don't want this insurance. I don't want this annuity. I don't want these things here. I'd rather have less, but I must be sure. What's your trade? I'm an engineer. Earning good money. But I don't want this thing. Although it will impact on me, right? On my lifestyle. But I don't want anything to contaminate. But now look at the beauty of this youngster's intention, young man. But look at the beauty. The company is offering him, you know, stand-up and whatever. And you know, they got a Shari board and all that. So I don't want to disrespect any alim. But I don't want to do something that my mind is not clear about. My mind is absolutely clear. I don't want to, it's the world of Allah Ta'ala, it's His system. And it's not about me appeasing myself and justifying myself. I must have a clear conscience when I'm meeting Allah Ta'ala. I can't say, no, this person told me that when my mind was not clear. I can't take that as a story. My mind must be absolutely clear, 100%. Then I'll go for it. Mind is not clear, I am 1% don't, I must go and create up. So when Ustad gave him that advice, you know, and then soon after that he passed away. But what a beautiful advice, especially for this age. He's pastoring it about, he's about 12, 14 years now. But the advice, look at the advice. The whole world is going around in that same chakra, how to make up a story, how to justify the, how to appease yourself, appease your conscience. As a result, when you made a game of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then you became a game. So within your own home, you don't have the satisfaction, you don't have the peace, you don't have the respect, you don't have the fulfillment, you got the numbers, you got the quantity, but do you have the quality of life? The reason was that you made the deen, made Allah Ta'ala, a plaything. You made it a plaything, tried to work out a plan, give a justification for what you were doing, and then you became a subject of ridicule. Now you don't find the fulfillment, you don't find the satisfaction, you don't find the satisfaction in your mind and heart, you don't find it. So this engineer, he says, I really appreciate what he says. I rather have less. I want to close all these covers, what they see, this cover, hospital cover, is what to. I want to have a clear line with Allah Ta'ala. I don't want an interruption between me and Allah Subhanahu. I don't want any interruption. I want an absolute clear line. So it made me feel happy that sometimes we think that they aren't those people that have this type of a clear conscience when they're presenting themselves before Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes the abundance of the wrong, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب, the abundance of the wrong, and you begin to feel, well, can people accept this? But when you see this type of response, no, there's still hope in the Ummah. Inshallah, there is that class of people whose consciences are still clear. Their minds are clear, the iman is clear, they're not playing games. And then you see the barakah that comes in their life, how Allah Ta'ala blesses them in their children, wives, in their own personal dealings, how Allah Ta'ala makes things happen. So this today's majlis was more or less two things. One is the aspect of honesty in our dealings, in our intentions, especially with Allah Ta'ala, and with people as well. Not just with Allah Ta'ala, but people as well. Our intentions are right. At every step, intention is right, or not right. At the beginning it was right, then did we change our intention thereafter with Allah Ta'ala? At the beginning when I wanted that cash, then I spoke very well. My intention was good, but I got the money now, I got the taste of it, and then my intentions all went off. No, I'll let him hang, he's wealthy enough, you know. He can do without it. That money is better with me than by him. So I can delay, maybe I promised him 4 months, 4 years, I'll drag him. And there's no written documentation. He can't take me to court. So what's wrong? See? That's how we appease ourselves. Not realizing that the control is Allah Ta'ala's. You'll do this here, and the problems that you'll incur thereafter. So one is, get the intention right. Leave all the contamination, the impurity, the dishonesty, especially when it comes to Allah Ta'ala. Number two is this, the stability and the firmness. When we hold on to something, and we hold on very firm, then we don't waver. Right, left, no. Then I need to put on the blinkers, I've held on, and let me just hold on firm. Then I don't want to waver. I don't go on this end, on that end. I understood that this person is right, he will direct me right, so let me hold on firm. Let me not then play games.